Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time to get together tonight and discuss the season finale of Fear of the Walking Dead. It is Monday night, October 5th, and we're going to be talking about Sunday's episode. Sunday's episode is only like 6 or 7 episodes, something like that. We got our notes here ready, and I've got my people on the phone, Los Angeles, which, well, hold on. Screw that. Jesus, you could wait. First, we'll do Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
What's up, Mike?
Brancy is here from football practice. I didn't know you played football.
I don't.
Oh, never mind. Okay, and then we have Christian and Brianna over there in Miami. What's up?
Hi.
And then we have the piece of crap dude, Jesus, from Los Angeles that never got us pictures of behind-the-scenes action there in L.A.
I have the pictures.
No. We didn't even hear you because your phone even knows you're a liar.
I have the pictures.
Yeah, whatever. So we have Jesus
here.
Can
you hear me?
No, we can't. We can barely hear you. You sound like a robot. And I think your phone is just also calling you a liar as well, which is good. Jesus, are you there?
I'm here.
There you go. We can hear you now. We can hear you
Yay!
Now.
Yay!
What did you say? Cool. You said you don't have the pictures.
No, I have the pictures.
When do we see them? Because you know if we don't see them, they don't exist.
I'll send you some right now for when you post this up.
No, you send me a tweet right now, and I want to see it so we can all – you tag us in a picture so we can all see it so then we can retweet it and share with the fans.
Hold on.
So while you're doing that right now, I got my notes ready, and we're going to talk about this finale.
Go for it.
Let's do this. I do have 3 clips. Ladies, I haven't listened to it. I know you guys haven't listened to it. Jesus did extra credit due to the fact that he doesn't have that many pictures like he was supposed to, so he figured he'd make up with some clips. So I'm assuming, Jesus – these 3 clips that you sent me are probably 3 clips that you found interesting?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so we got that. So we're going to play those when the time comes. I'm just going to go into it right now. Jesus, scale 1 to 10. Season finale, what do you give it?
I'm giving it a 10.
Yeah! I would agree. I would agree a 10, a big, giant, whopping 10. Now, watch this, Jesus. Due to the fact that I'm a little concerned because the ladies, how many episodes were in this series, y'all, this season?
6.
6. Out of these 6 episodes, Jesus, you remember from episode 1 to 2 to 3, the girls were not feeling this series. They weren't.
Excuse you,
they
Mike.
They weren't a fan of Fear of the Walking Dead. Brancy, have the people at AMC, have the writers, producers, directors, did they make you happy? What do you give the show, the finale?
I give this finale a 10.
Yes! Francie's come to us.
I have always been on Team Fear the Walking Dead. I don't know what you're talking about.
Shut up. If I was there, I'd give you a hug. Okay. Now, Brianna, you can breathe now.
Yeah.
What do you give this this season finale?
I'd give it a 10.
Yes, Brianna! Okay, I'm not going to talk to you much because you breathe heavy. Next, Kristen. This is the one, y'all. This is the one I've been worried about. She's probably got like a 4 or 5.
No, I'm giving it a 10.
Yes! The girls have conformed to us. It's team boys. Yes. I'm so glad.
No. What? Negative.
Negative, whatever. So we can all agree, this episode, this was a finale, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you guys feel that this finale could go against a finale from The Walking Dead? Like, could it hold up to, like, if you got this and threw it over there, would y'all be, like, happy and be like, yeah, okay, that's a contender for a Walking Dead finale. That's, what do you think?
I would say yes, but we still don't really know too much about the characters. So, I don't know. Like, on The Walking Dead, we're invested, you know?
Right. Okay. Brant?
Yeah, an early season finale for sure. But like you said, we've only had 6 episodes.
Yeah.
To connect, so.
I would agree with you. Probably early season, because, like, these last couple of finales we've been getting on The Walking Dead are just freaking awesome.
That's right.
Hey, Jesus, Brianna, what do you think?
I don't know who's going to talk first, but I agree with Kristen.
Of course you do, and it's obvious
did
that you're talking first.
Kristen?
I think she did.
Okay, go. Carry on.
Jesus.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely one of the earlier Walking Dead finales.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely thought it was better than the first season finale for The Walking Dead.
Oh, see, I don't remember. How did the first one end?
I don't remember.
So many years ago. So much. I couldn't tell you. But now I'd agree with you. So we're all in the same boat. That's amazing. The girls get on Team Boys, and they feel the same way we do, Jesus. This is amazing.
It is weird.
It is weird. Let's talk about my favorite parts here, and then you guys can jump in and tell me if I'm right or wrong. Definitely, I was definitely a big fan of the stadium doors moving. I loved how it started off. Mm-hmm. It definitely ended where Daniel was at, and then it starts off with that. 12 minutes in, I know, Kristen, you sent a tweet out, and it was a picture of Daniel looking up at the soldiers. I'm guessing, Kristen, not only are you going to be Team Boys, you're finally agreeing with us that it could be a caliber with The Walking Dead. I'm probably going to say that you probably feel the same way about me and Jesus, that that moment right there with Daniel saying, save your ammunition, probably rocked your socks.
Yeah.
Yes! This is amazing, Jesus. We should just hang up now and just be like, boys rock.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, whatever. So that moment there, what was going through? Okay, so Daniel's walking. Now, I looked at my wife when this part happened, and I kind of looked at her, and I was like, Daniel's a G, okay? Like, he's the man. But is it safe to say that Daniel kind of started the apocalypse?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, my God, for sure.
That was the first thing Brianna said when we were watching it. She was like, oh, my God, he started it.
He did.
I was yelling at the TV. Like, I got so mad.
Now, do you think – now – Hear it out. This is, Daniel is a character that we all like. We probably all agree that there have been moments that if it wasn't for Daniel, we'd be like, punch, kill everybody. How are y'all feeling towards Daniel? Like, okay, like he was doing this to get in and save his family and do all that crap and all that good stuff. But, I mean, it's safe to say that he did kind of start it a little bit with the big horde. Do your feelings change a little bit for the guy, or are we all like, it's okay, Daniel? Was it, you didn't really start it. You just open the door. How do y'all feel about Daniel?
I don't like him.
What?
What?
Well, now I don't. But at the end, I did.
Okay. So,
like, I felt bad.
Okay, that's fine. So in the beginning, you were like, you dumb idiot. And then at the end, you were like, I like you now. Interesting. Funny how a sixth grader thinks. Jesus?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, I totally do not think that he's kind of like a Dale character. I think more he's like a little more mild Merle.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's not a racist though.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like Merle.
Merle was awesome.
No.
Merle was awesome. Yeah, he was. I think he that Daniel has that same kind of ruthlessness that Merle had.
See, I don't know, girls. I think if I had to do what you were doing, Jesus, and kind of remind me of somebody, I would have to say Shane.
Oh.
If I had to go that. I mean, I don't think Shane back then. I mean, look at Shane with the barn and all that crap. I mean, that's minuscule to what Daniel did. But I don't know. I think he kind of reminds me of Shane.
Do you think Shane before he started going crazy?
Yeah. Well. I don't know. I think Shane would have done it before. I mean, to me, Shane was just a little off the rocker a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had his reasons. Hello, Lori, hypnotizing with her vagina.
Oh, my.
And that was his baby. I don't care what anybody says. I think it's more of a – you. Okay, you said – who did you say again, Jesus?
Merle.
I said Shane. Girls, if you had to pick somebody from The Walking Dead –
I think you're right with saying Shane, but I think before he started going batshit crazy.
So still Shane, but before, like, part one Shane, before part
two. Yeah.
Brancy?
Well, I didn't immediately think of that when I was watching it, but now that you say it, I see where you're coming from and it makes sense.
Right. Brianna, I'm worried. Carl? I think Carl's so cute and Carl would do it. Right? Is that who you're picking?
Give Daniel some pudding.
Yeah, right? Oh, gosh.
No, I'd agree with Brancy, but
Okay. Got
That's
it.
Right.
Hey, Seuss, I'm sorry. I mean, we love you, but yeah, I don't think so. So then next scene here I got soldiers carjacking Alicia and Chris, and poor Chris gets an E for effort trying to defend his girlfriend's honor, because I think he has a thing for her.
I think he does.
Do you think after this, do you think, guys, do you think Alicia's going to be like, you came to my rescue, here's a little vagina?
I don't know about all that.
Oh, wait, about a kiss?
No, they were sharing popsicles, all right?
No. If you rewind, Jesus, I know you saw this. If you rewind, they were eating the popsicles, but did you see the way that Alicia was eating the popsicle?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
I knew you noticed it, too.
As soon as you said popsicle, I knew what was coming.
I'm telling you, if you watch it, she's like, and then he's like.
Yeah, when I saw that, I knew Mike was going to see it.
Thank you. She's just testing out the waters. Okay, okay, let's look at it this way. Okay, let's look at it this way. Brianna, you can't be involved in this because this is earmuffs. You two.
She has no idea what we're even talking about, so.
Okay, Kristen and Briancy, if you were Alicia and Chris did this, okay, and I know Kristen's not used to chivalry from guys. I already know this, so I'm a little worried about her. If
wait, are you talking about me?
You're
saying
sure
Chris
did.
And Kristen. I'm like, no, wait, hold on.
No, if Chris would have done this for you girls, would you like thanks, a hug? I'll let him spoon me later. I mean, what? I mean, come on, this is the zombie apocalypse. He didn't do well at all. He got knocked out.
Yeah.
Do you feel obligated to give a little loving?
No.
Wow. So ruthless. Brancy's quiet, so Brancy probably would give her.
Oh my God, Mike!
I think
it's a little too soon for all that.
Okay, that's a good answer. Okay, so there's a chance.
A chance, but I don't think it's gonna happen like right now. Like, ooh, you defended me. Let me just sleep with you. No,
whoa,
not yet.
I didn't say sleep. I said a hug, spoon, sharing popsicles.
Okay, that's where Brancy's head is at.
Exactly. Brancy, where are you at? I was worried about Kristen, but now, Brancy. Let's see what else I have at here. I definitely loved the whole great zombie attack on the gate on the soldiers. Kind of reminded me of the prison of The Walking Dead a little bit. I was getting flashbacks.
Yeah.
When they break through, we get 45 minutes of, I think, what, the first 12 minutes was normal. And then Daniel with the zombies. I mean, we got until the end. It was just nonstop zombies. Gotta have to admit, I didn't think I was going to see it. It kind of reminded me of, what was it? Day of the Dead, I think it was. Where the guy was a zombie, gets his head cut off by the helicopter propeller. It was back in the 80s. Some of y'all weren't born yet. But the soldier that cuts his head in the propeller.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
That was awesome.
I liked that. Yes.
I didn't expect that to happen. I thought the guy was going to, like, I thought he was turning, was going to bite the other soldiers or jump on them or whatever. But then I forgot this is not 28 days later, zombies. So, but the chopping of the head. Jesus, did it make
that
you?
That was awesome.
Did you make you tingle?
A little.
I knew it would. Just like you thought about me in the popsicles, Jesus, I thought about you in the beheading. See how our.
Wait, that came out way wrong.
Yeah.
Hey,
yes,
he thought about me with the popsicles. That's all I'm saying. I'm flattered. let's see what else. I got a question to ask you. And of course, everybody listening to this, Strand, what's his name?
Strand.
Okay. Him and Nick are going around in the place and they see the soldier who he gave the cufflinks and the watch to. And he says, keep the watch and all blah, 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 blah. Now, he didn't put the soldier out of his misery. That right there, do you think, did that change anything for you guys for Strand? Because when I was watching, I was like, okay, maybe he just let him continue to be eaten because he had him as a prisoner. Or do you think that was a kind of a thing of showing that, you know what, a Strand can't be trusted? Or, I don't know, for some reason when I was watching, I was like, dude, you could have put him out of his miseries, but if you didn't do that to him, how can I trust you with the group?
Not only that, when the other people were saying, let us out, and he's like, no, you got to look out for yourself. Like, they were in the same position that he was just in, and he wasn't trying to help anybody.
Right. I mean, he wasn't even trying to break the lock. He did say, Jesus, I know Jesus is going to say, one key doesn't fit all. Right, Jesus?
Not only that, but he said none of these people add anything to our group.
See, I didn't hear that part. So is it safe to say that if he thinks you're strong, he's willing to help you out? But I mean,
definitely.
I mean, but what did Nick do?
I know he's an addict.
Yeah,
he's an addict, but he has a survival nature in him.
I see that.
He's a little bit more wild, and he's able to do a lot more. I mean, he's lived in this type of hell for a while now.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that he's a survivor, or by any means. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe he needs heroin, but he'll get it any means necessary, and he'll do whatever it takes to. Okay, I can see that. Yeah,
but do they know why the other people were in there? Maybe they were in there for the same reason.
True that.
Yeah, but he already has one person, and he kind of trusts him, especially with that little getting the key picked out of his pocket.
Oh yeah, because Nick could have been. Nick could have just.
Yeah, but still, he could have let them out and told them, "Go your own way. Don't follow us."
So it's obvious, Kristen, that Jesus would just keep running down the hallway, right? Jesus, you would not have helped anybody, just like you wouldn't have helped your neighbors by telling them there were zombies.
Exactly. Right. He also says, "What was it?" That good deed could come back to bite you in the butt.
Jesus, you might not be going to heaven when you die. I just want to tell you that. I'm just telling you, there's a chance. I'm just saying. Just make sure, ladies, that if a zombie apocalypse ever happens, that Jesus is not in our group.
Yes, for sure.
He will not help us.
Nope. Mm-mm. He wouldn't even tell us it was happening.
Yeah, he wouldn't tell us. We're like, Jesus, why are you going out of town in the middle of an island? Oh, just vacation. And then zombie breakout, and then we're dead. Let me see what else. I definitely liked the part in the action scene, which I was a little worried though because I thought that Strand would be a better marksman when it comes to stuff. He talks a good talk, but he couldn't hit for shit zombies when they were coming down the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm a little concerned about that. But the camera action was dope. What were you gonna say, Jesus?
Neither was the army when they were shooting through the fence. For some reason, that fence stopped bullets.
Yeah, they were hitting some.
Some, but they're shooting like 100 and hitting two.
I think they were panicking. That's what I think.
Yeah, but were they on the inside or the outside of the fence?
I think they were
outside.
I thought they were. I thought the zombies were on the outside and they were shooting through the fence.
Yeah.
Maybe the bullet hit the fence and ricocheted.
Well, do you think it's because they haven't quite figured out the headshot thing yet?
True that. That could be it.
Because, you know, in like all zombie movies, it takes them like for freaking ever to figure out you got to shoot them in the head.
That's part of the movie.
Oh my God. Speaking of the headshot, I was like, oh my God, Daniel's going to find his wife with the bullet in her head.
Yes.
I was waiting for that. And
I was too.
And I was waiting for fucking Ophelia to slap the shit out of Liza, but it didn't happen. Piss off. And speaking of Liza, she comes and saves the day. Did you think? Watching it, did you think Nick was like, Brianna, I'm asking you first. Were you like, oh my God, Nick's going to get eaten in the hallway?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Were you screaming at the TV? Did you think that one of your main characters was a goner?
I was scared. I didn't scream at the TV.
But you were scared.
Very.
Okay, I'm glad I'm glad he got saved. Ladies, did you think it was going to happen? Do you think we were going to lose Nick?
For a second, I did.
It was close.
I did,
it was
too.
Close.
It was almost like at the end of it, it was like too close. I was like, oh, he's going to die. And then it was like, hurry. Bye, Mom. And I was like, okay, now y'all are stretching this shit a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? In the beginning of the episode, they showed Liza with her key card.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, they like focused on it for a second.
Oh, they did?
So when they showed it, yeah. And then when they showed it again, when Nick and Strand walked through and they showed it locked, I was like, Liza's going to come at the last minute with her fucking key card.
Oh, see. Okay. I saw the
door. I totally didn't see that at all.
Yeah, I saw the door lock because I told my wife, I was like, that lock didn't. She's like, yep. I was like, oh, Christ. But I didn't even see that. Jesus, what do you think? Did you think we were going to lose Nick?
I thought we would for a while there because he did say, you know, goodbye and telling his mom to go.
Right. And then Liza saved the day.
Yeah.
Snatch face. I thought I definitely enjoyed the kitchen zombie fight scene. I thought that was really cool. I was hoping that Madison would have gotten bitten, but but she was able to get saved by Nick with the hammer. Oh, so pissed off she got saved. Let's see what else. I do have a clip here. This is a scene here where the group finds the doctor, correct, Jesus?
Yes.
And I guess I will play the clip, Jesus, and then you, Jesus, will let us know what you liked about this so much. Here it is. Here's the clip.
We need a way out. You should have gone when I said.
Help us. I'll take you with my family, but we need your help.
Where do you think your family's going to go?
There has to be somewhere.
There is a way out. Past the ICU, the set of stairs down, takes you through the sub-level. You can get out. But there's nowhere to go.
Okay, Jesus. Well, what was up with that one? Because I wouldn't have saw that coming for you.
Because Travis is still thinking there's going to be some sort of safety, and it's like, no, he needs to wake up already.
What do you mean, safety?
Yeah, like he's talking to this doctor, like they're going to get away somewhere safe, and
well, yeah. Wait, hold on. I mean, okay, so you're telling me that if that would have been you, you're immediately thinking we're gonna escape. You can come with us. But we're going to go right into hell, hell's gate, and we're going to die. There's nothing wrong with going, because if y'all were in there, I'd be like, come on, Jesus, let's go. I know you're sitting here in the corner crying like Douglas. Douglas is gone. Come with me. You know what? We're going to go somewhere, anywhere better than this place. Let's go.
Well, yeah, go anywhere better, but not, we're going to go to safety.
It is safety. But while they were in the car driving down the ditch in L.A., they were safer than where they were at.
For real.
Jesus.
I don't know. It just felt so like.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Plus, like, they don't even know. They don't know what's going on in other cities and.
Yeah, Jesus, get off it. I know Travis sleeps with Madison and you don't like it. But get over it, dude.
You're embarrassed. I don't know. I think it's been too long for Travis to just keep on thinking that everything's going to be all right. And
there's nothing wrong with keeping hope alive. This is coming from somebody who was so defensive about, it's the same thing what he's doing. It's the same thing what your freaking Madison did while playing fucking Monopoly. It's the same thing.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, but this doctor just killed like how many people?
Now, hold on. I don't think she's.
Because they were about to get a turn?
I don't, hold on. No. I think she told the doctors, I think she told the staff and other people were like, look, you can run out there or I can shoot you in the head and we can all do like a pity suicide thing. That's what I think. That's what I think happened. I don't think she held him down and were like, no, doctor. What do you think, girls? Do you think that was, I think that was allowed, right? I think that people wanted to die. Kind of like that, what was her name in The Walking Dead that blew up
in
the CDC?
That's what I was about to say. Didn't that happen in Walking Dead?
Yeah.
The CDC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think the doctor held everybody down, Jesus? Well, you do.
I don't know.
You do think that Madison is a rock star. That is true. So
yeah, got to think of this warped mind space.
Yeah, we got to get into your world. You're kind of like Nick at the end. Everybody's crazy, and we need to get into your world. let's see what else.
Wait, you know what? You just said something about Madison, and I still do not like Madison.
Thank you.
There was one thing that she said in this episode that I did like.
Oh God!
It was when she told Chris to take care of Alicia.
Uh-huh.
And then she whispered to Alicia to take care of him.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was smart because she's trying to let him think he's like the man and he's gonna, you know, I don't know. I like that part. I don't like her still, but
yeah, to me
she had her moment.
Yeah, see that to me that wasn't like, now look at Jesus, like, yeah, see, I told you she's a rock star. No, to me when she did that, I was like, you bitch, like you're still like, how do you know Chris can't help? Like and he did. Except he got knocked out, you know? So it's like, come on. Your girl's still riding tattooed little hearts and riding around a bike pretending she's a sheriff in the neighborhood. And, yeah.
Putting on dresses.
Yeah. Dress up. I don't know. But that was a good line. But I expected it from her. Let's put it that way. I agree with you. But, yeah, she's kind of a whore bag for that. let's see what else. Okay. Big giant moment. Big, big, big giant moment. Soldier Andy comes out of the parking garage. I don't know how this fucker got there so fast, but I guess he walked or ran or whatever. Pulls a gun on freaking Daniel. My wife said, if this fucker kills him, I am not watching the show anymore. I'm not. But I, the thing about it was, is I made the mistake because after Brancy, you told me, you sent me that picture of Talking Dead. I was like, well, let me just go on there before I started watching.
Oh, that's a big mistake.
And I went on there, and it was like, Christopher Hardwick was like, so, you know, so Travis, you know, as a character, when Ophelia got shot, I was like, oh!
You idiot, Mike!
And then I switched over, and I was like, ah. See, but that just shows you, I like Fear of the Walking Dead. I am not a big, because I would never do that, The Walking Dead. I don't even get on my phone. I don't even switch over the computer. I don't get on Facebook. I don't get on nothing, because dum-dums like to spoil it. But yeah, I got on there for, my wife was like, why did you never do that? I was like, I just wanted, but it was hilarious. It was right when I was like, so when Ophelia got shot, I was like, oh, I felt
Did you learn your lesson, Mike?
I learned my lesson. I'm not going to do that no more. So before the Ophelia shot, I mean, did you think that Daniel was getting shot? Who?
I thought about it.
Okay. Brianna thought Daniel was a goner.
No.
Oh, you thought.
Ophelia was going to get shot.
Oh, so you thought Ophelia was going to get... Oh, see, I didn't think it was going to be... But I didn't think it was going to go down. I thought maybe Ophelia was going to jump in front of a bullet. I didn't think fucking Soldier Andy would have turned the gun on her.
No, because that's what always happens in movies or shows. Like, they're going to shoot one person and then they, like, turn the gun on another.
Oh my God, Brianna watches too much TV with me.
What kind of shows do you watch, Brianna? Shouldn't you be watching, like, Pound Puppies or... My Little Pony or something?
Boy?
I'm just saying. What do you watch? Brancy, did you see it going that way? What did you think when that gun got drawn?
I didn't expect Daniel to be the one to get shot, but I also didn't think it would be Ophelia.
See?
Like, I don't know. It felt too obvious if Daniel would have gotten shot. It would have felt too obvious to me. Because he's, like, waving the gun and everything. Like, I don't know. It just would have felt... It wouldn't have had the same effect.
So do you think Soldier Andy shot Ophelia because, bitch, I was nice to you and you turned on me? Or it's because earlier in the season, Daniel said she's the most precious thing to me in the world. Do you think that was kind of a punishment thing? Or do you think he was a bitter boyfriend?
I think it was a punishment thing.
That was a question to Brancy, not to you, Kristen.
No.
Well, she hesitated, so I took it.
No. What'd you say, Kristen?
I said she hesitated.
No, so your answer it. Now that you really interrupted Brancy.
Okay, fine. God.
Respect your elders.
I think it was a punishment. I think he was trying to get back at him the best way he knew how to.
Right. So that was a.
But I was genuinely shocked. Like, my mouth dropped. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. Okay, now, Brancy, sorry about that, about Kristen. We'll talk to her later.
No, I think it was a punishment thing.
Punishment on Daniel.
Yeah.
Brianna.
Like, this is what you get.
Brianna, punishment on Daniel?
Yeah.
Okay, get ready, girls. Hey, Seuss.
I thought it was a punishment.
Okay.
But I expected Daniel to get shot more than I did Ophelia.
See, that's what I would have thought, too.
Because... He seems very distraught by everything, and you knew from the point where, you know, Travis let him go that he was going to come back somehow.
See, I knew that Travis had let him go, and I knew that I thought it was going to go when Daniel saw that Travis had let him go. I thought there was going to be a fight right there. I thought it was going to be like, oh shit, but I didn't think that Soldier Andy would have come back. I didn't see that coming. So. You know, I just, and then Talking Dead, I had heard when the soldiers shot Ophelia. So I thought it was like, because, you know, we see those three soldiers that carjack them. So yeah. I didn't expect, yeah. So that was a big surprise. My mouth dropped too, like Kristen's. I was like, what?
I thought she got shot in the face, though.
See, that's what I thought too.
I did too.
Yeah.
I thought she was straight dead.
I thought she was dead too. And then you see in the back of the truck, I'm like, what? This bitch is alive.
Me and my dad both thought she was dead. We were like, so I guess she's dead? Yeah. And then we saw her in the truck and we're like, oh, okay.
She made it. So then Travis. Goes Javier Acosta from Gang Related. Did anybody watch Gang Related?
Yeah.
Okay, remember, hey, Susie, you know where I'm coming from, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yes, goes apeshit. Now, of course, it was obvious because he let him go. Now I'm going to have to beat the shit out of you because you should have just fucking left. And now you're making me look bad. You saw the kid's face. Like, everybody was in shock. Do you think now Travis – hold on. I got two questions. One – in y'all's eyes, because y'all have all hated Travis, including you, Jesus, but by him doing this, has Travis gained a little cool points in y'all's books? That's the first question. So, Jesus, I'm going to start with you because I know that you're like, Travis thinks he's having sex with Madison. And I don't
know. No. He has no cool points with me.
Dude,
he
beat the, oh, he my.
Beat, oh, my God.
He beat the shit out of him.
He did. I got to admit, when I was watching that, I thought, you know, it was really cool, like really Rick type stuff.
Right.
But still, like, he let him go to begin with, so it just annoys me. His character has annoyed me the whole season.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Just like Madison. What does she do? What does she do? Not a thing. Madison is just the type of girl that just rides on everybody's coattails. You notice that, right?
It's accurate.
Yeah. She says everybody does the dirty work. Now, some people would say that's a smart thing. Let her do everything. But she doesn't do shit. I watch Survivor. I know this shit. She's going to fucking get voted out. You watch.
Literally Survivor, though. Her ass would be off the island.
Exactly. Okay, ladies. Brianna, is Travis. Now, I'm not saying you have to lie. I mean, were y'all like, yeah, Travis, cool. Okay, he's not such a wuss, and he's not so hopeful. I mean, do you think that kind of turned the switch on him?
A little bit.
Okay, so you like Travis a little bit more.
Yeah.
Good. Brancy.
Yeah, I like him more than I did an episode ago.
Thank you. See, Jesus, you're so fucking wrong. Kristen.
I agree.
See? Thank you, girl power. Jesus?
You know why, though? Because in the beginning of this season, he was, you know, taking the initiative, you know, going out and trying to see if Nick was telling the truth about what was in that church and whatever. Mm-hmm. So he was actually doing something. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of like dialed it back a little bit, running around the neighborhood and all that. So I think this one, he's kind of getting back to doing something. Like he grew a pair.
He's staying in shape. If he would not be, look, if he wouldn't have been running, if he would not have been doing the cardio, he would not have been able to put that beat down on Soldier Andy.
Listen, he got some cardio in the car with Madison, okay?
Oh, Kristen, don't say that too loud because Jesus hates that. Jesus didn't tell y'all that he has a little Travis voodoo doll that he made from L.A. And he went. He went down in East L.A. and found a little bruja and got a little voodoo doll. I know, Jesus. I know you know people. Okay, so next thing we have here, I have a clip here, right, Jesus? This is this is Nick's thing. No. Yeah. Oh, we're doing Nick's things first, and then we do the boat, which you do Strand. Right? Yeah. Okay, so here's a clip that Jesus picked, and Jesus, once again, let us hear your crazy knowledge on this. Here we go.
I feel strange. We're spinning off the planet. We don't know where we're going. That's the thing. I never knew where I was going. It's like I've been living this for a long time. And now everyone is catching up with me.
See, that's exactly how we feel. When we do shows with you, Jesus, we are lost. And we're trying to get into your world.
I had always said this on The Walking Dead about Daryl and Merle. Mm-hmm. They were criminals, and they kind of never played by the rules, and they were better suited for the apocalypse.
Correct.
And that's exactly the way Nick is. That's why Strand chose him. He's a little bit more suited because he's not used to this high life and, you know, the perfect life or even like a normal life.
Interesting. I actually make sense, ladies.
I like how he just completely avoided the comment that you made before
exactly
that explanation.
Exactly, too. You notice that also, huh? Yeah.
Well played.
Mm-hmm. Well played, Jesus. Well played. No, I agree. So do you think now, and I'm going to ask you first, Jesus, and ladies, you got it next because I think. I'm trying to think if I should answer mine first. No. Okay. So do you think, Jesus, do you think that now that he said this speech to his mom that he's not going to step up, or do you think he's going to be looking for drugs like Bob and his alcohol?
No, I think he's going to step up. Definitely. I mean, we did see Madison take more drugs for him, but it doesn't seem like he's taken them in a while or that he needs them much anymore.
Right. Ladies, is he stepping up?
I think so.
Yeah.
Francie,
I think so too, and I think maybe even Strand will help him out with that, keep him in line.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think him and Strand are kind of like equally insane.
Probably, you know what, they are, I don't know what Strand's, I'm trying to figure out, because his house was, like, the dude's got money.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I don't know, I mean, I still think he's like some kind of gambler or something. So he's a smooth talker, or he's got poker face. So I don't know. I don't know if I can trust the guy yet. I don't know yet. All right, so we got the next speeches out of the way, and then... okay, and then, of course, before we get into the ending of the Liza tells Chris she loves him. Did y'all, when she hugs him and says, I love you, Christopher, did you think, and be honest, did you feel that Liza had been beaten?
Yep.
So you already knew she was a goner?
Uh-huh.
Okay, of course, Brianna, you did. Kristen, Brancy?
I don't know that I thought she got bit, but I knew something was up.
See, I thought that she just felt bad. You know, and that's what she was like, I love you. I'm sorry, I'm a sucky mom. Brancy?
That's where I was at, too. I thought she just kind of regretted just leaving him to go to the hospital.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. Jesus? Of course not, right?
No, I was at that point as well. I was like, is she just sad that she had to leave, or what's going on with her?
Mm-hmm. So it's obvious to me that Kristen and Brianna are aligned because they live together and watch the show together.
No, we're actually not. You know what the problem is? When me and Brianna watch TV together, we're always trying to figure out what's going on. So we look at people's faces. I don't know. It's weird.
Y'all trying to
It's something about the way she said it. And then she just walked out of the house.
Wait, when she walked out, it definitely put out red flags. But I think when she walked out, I was like, hey, where are you going? And then Snatch Face had to go follow her. And I was like, oh God, girl fight. Someone's getting pushed off the cliff. I know Madison's going to do it. And then we have this, and then while that's going on, Nick is talking to Strand, and we find out that Abigail is a boat, after all. And we have another clip, Jesus, and here it is.
Where are you going?
I must stay in constant motion.
What do we do? Can we stay here?
No. No, we cannot. No one stays.
And I'm assuming that this is not the beach. Jesus?
The beach?
What was that? Oh, here it is.
Where's Abigail?
Not here.
So why are we here? Why'd we come here if we're not staying?
It's the beach.
Are you insane? Strand.
The only way to survive a mad world is to embrace the madness.
Is that a yes?
Okay, two things. Was that dog in the show, or is that the dog in the background?
That was my dog.
Okay. I don't want to freak anybody out listening to this, and people be like, I don't remember a dog barking during
no,
that part.
It was my dog.
All right, so Jesus, you picked that clip. So you liked the Madness World comment, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I feel that Strand is kind of playing that role, and he's looking for individuals that are kind of fitting to that role. That's why he chose Nick.
But he was... Don't you have any kind of red flags, like when he said, can we stay? And he's like, no, we're not. And no one can stay. Like, he was pretty demanding about that.
Yeah. And I think he has the right mindset. Like, we've noticed on The Walking Dead, anytime they start to settle in one place, they get trapped or they get into some trouble. Mm-hmm. And being in, constant motion, like he puts it, traveling around, it kind of frees them up to be a little bit safer.
Okay.
And I think he has a good plan for how to avoid the infected.
So, ladies, hearing that answer here from Jesus, do you think that he's taking a leadership role?
Who's Strand?
Yeah.
I think in a way, but I think because he's such a con artist, I think he's looking at it as these are more people that are going to help him
survive. Right. Like, I don't think he's looking at it as he's helping them.
Oh, I see. I mean, he's almost using them. I mean, almost like, you know, it's better them if they get eaten than me.
Yeah.
Brancy, right, what do you,
as a buffer zone.
Yeah, kind. A buffer. Yeah, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Yep.
Brianna?
I don't know. I think he's trying to be like the one that's trying to protect all of them.
Ooh. So she thinks he's all right. Do you think he's cute, Brianna?
Okay. Are you serious?
Never mind. Okay, cool. So my question to you, what, Jesus, what were you going to say?
I kind of saw him as like, you know, Morgan, the way Morgan is right now on The Walking Dead, kind of like that whole philosophical wanderer type person.
Well, he's kind of playing both sides too, which is also like Morgan right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know, man. I just don't know if I can trust him just yet. Like, yeah, I'm getting more red flags. Like, I got, if I was Spider-Man, my Spidey my feelings would be tingling right now. Like, I'm not sure about this guy yet.
I definitely don't trust him, but he's probably one of the smarter ones right now.
Is he smarter than Madison?
Yes.
Thank.
What?
Holy. Oh my! Can we get that?
We should
he's recorded lying.
And just played over and over.
We should just loop it. We should just make a drop.
How we're gonna enter the new season.
That should
Brianna
be...
said he's lying. He's probably sitting there shaking his head no, like I'm gonna say yes, but no.
Yeah, probably so. I think I'm gonna chop that up and we should have that all as our ringtone.
I think so.
Wow. Now the boat, Abigail, it's obvious they're gonna get out to this boat somehow in the next season. Do you think this is gonna be cool? Because I don't know, did y'all see the remake of Dawn of the Dead? Or Day of the
Dead. That's what I was about to say. Just like Dawn of the Dead.
I think it was Day of the Dead. Wasn't it Day of the Dead?
Yeah.
That's when they were going through the city. And yeah, the Day of the Dead remake with, what's his face? Vince, what's his name? The brother? Come on, help me here. The guy that was in Pulp Fiction? He had the little, never mind, y'all. Jesus what? Christ, am I that old? Jesus Christ.
Samuel Jackson?
Whoa! Do not compare this cool brother.
You said the black dude. I've never seen that movie.
So it's obvious, Jesus, that every black character is Samuel Jackson to Kristen.
Oh my God, didn't someone say that to him on a talk show?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm surprised Kristen said she did not like Merle because he was a racist. I don't know if that was a racist comment.
Oh my God.
Listen, that doesn't make me racist. I'm the least racist person.
I didn't say you're racist. I just said that was a racist comment. I'm just
whatever.
You're going to have Kristen like burned at the stake on Twitter.
We just lost defense, all our black fans.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction. I only know John Travolta and Samuel Jackson.
Not every Italian is Samuel John Travolta. Jeez.
So that is my defense. I've never seen that movie.
Vin Rames. That's his name. Wow.
I would not have been able to tell you that.
He doesn't even look. Oh, my God. This is so
I didn't know who you were talking about.
I'm going to tell my black friends. My black friends are going to be like, Mike, who the hell is that?
Oh, my God.
Like, my friend Kristen.
I didn't see they all look alike.
She doesn't know better.
It's just the only black dude that I know is in the movie.
But I'll, don't worry. I'll be like, don't worry. She dated a black guy in high school. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Well, she did.
Oh, my God.
She did. I'm just saying.
Getting
too wild. All right. So the boat. Do you think that's going to be a good thing? Do you think that's – because this is something we're not going to see. We never see the boat in The Walking Dead. We don't even see water. How do you think this is going to be played in season 2? This is going to be cool? I mean, they're going to have to somehow – the boat's out there. So do you think we're going to see a whole season of them getting to the boat? Or do you think the next season will – a couple episodes on the boat, now we're in the water, and what the fuck do we do then? What do y'all think?
I think the idea of it is cool because it's a different setting. Mm-hmm. But it's like they're on a boat. Like, how do they have fuel? Right?
Because boats hold gas.
I know. Same shit.
She's saying like, what happens when you run out of resources? When it runs out,
you stop at a bay, a harbor,
God.
And you get more. What? It's like if you run out. What do you think they do in The Walking Dead when they run out of gas? They siphon out gas. They put it in a container. Oh, my God. Kristen would die in the zombie apocalypse.
I think it would be boring as shit because there's no – where are the zombies?
Yeah, there's got to be something that happens. Kind of like how in Walking Dead they were all going to the CDC, and then that just didn't work.
Did you not see the day of the movie where the zombies were walking in the water?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What?
You didn't see that movie? Hey, Jesus, what was it called again?
Day of the Dead? No. Dawn of the Dead?
No, something Dawn of... Something... Something Night... Something...
I don't think it was Dawn of the Dead.
It wasn't Dawn of the Dead.
But we also see it in The Walking Dead when they're at the lake and all the zombies are, like, in the inside the lake.
Yeah, they're floating.
Yeah.
That's, can't do anything.
I don't think that can do anything, Jesus. You just brought up a bad point. I was winning. You should have looked up that movie for me, and we could have slammed her. But now you said floating zombies would get them. Shit. All right. Moving right along.
They all float.
Yeah, they float.
Hold on, wait. You guys want to hear something crazy? I just looked up the guy that plays Nick because I was going to say that I think he's amazing at playing this character.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But do you know who his father is in real life?
No. Who?
The guy that plays Stannis Baratheon.
Oh, my God. Is he really?
That's his father.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Our worlds collide.
Mind blowing.
He's on Harry Potter.
I bet you Madison doesn't have a mom and a dad. No, she's just like the spawn of Satan.
Wow, that's awful.
She's Melisandre's demon baby, right?
There you go. That is what it is. Fucking demon baby. And speaking of Madison, she kills freaking Liza. No, I'm joking. So,
what did you watch?
I know, right? So Liza,
the alternative ending.
y'all didn't see that one? It's behind the scenes. So I guess Liza runs out. Of course, Madison, out of all people, has to go over there and what's wrong and tells her and all that other crap and everything else. Girls, because I know what Jesus is going to say, but for you guys, was it kind of fucked up that Liza is like, hey, look, I've got a bite. She's like, oh, damn. What, we can treat it. No, we can't. And then she says, I need you to do this. And then she's like, no, but you asked me to do it. And then Liza says, you know, come on, you never really liked me. Don't make Travis do it. It will break him. And not even a glimpse of, you know what? I'm sorry about that comment because I'm about to kill you. Nothing at all for Madison. Didn't even flinch when that comment came out of her mouth. Was that a bitch move? Because I think it was.
On Liza's part?
No, on freaking Madison's. I mean, because here's someone telling you, I need you to do this and don't make Travis do it. Because that was like a punch, like, yo, you said this to me. So yeah. It was obvious you didn't like me. I got bit. I'm about to die. Don't you think Madison should have been like, hey, I didn't mean it all. You know, I didn't not. I mean, she didn't even. And I know,
didn't
even
try.
She should have said something.
And I know Jesus could be like, that just shows you how strong she is. She don't give a fuck.
Like, she could have at least thanked her for helping out Nick or something.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right?
Jesus, Madison.
Right. So that was kind of a whore thing, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Brianna?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Brianna.
For sure.
She's like, Brianna's like, Mom, hold on, Dad. Hold on. I'm about to get off. Jesus? Come on, you have to admit that was kind of a bitchy move.
I thought what was worse is that she actually just let Travis shoot her.
Well, yeah.
I thought that was what was messed up in the whole thing.
That Madison did that.
Because the first person he kills with a gun is his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought was messed up.
So wouldn't that make Travis stronger? Like, did Travis get any brownie points in your eyes that he had to shoot his ex-wife, the mother of his child?
No.
That's still not a G? That's still not a G thing for you? That's like... Nope. No? Jesus Christ, you are so far up her ass. My gosh! And, okay, my wife noticed this, and I noticed this too the second time around. It shows you how fucking horrid this girl is. And if you guys get an opportunity to rewatch just the ending of this, watch it. But my wife pointed out to me because we're watching it, and Travis goes to the beach and he's crying and he's upset and he's mad and he grabs the sand with his hands, and here comes Madison's whore-ash baggish face, and she gets him and she hugs him, and then she kind of leans in and kind of like, I'm here for you. Did you notice? Because my wife did, and then I noticed the second time and the first time because we rewound it, Madison was smiling. She was grinning when Travis was crying. Did y'all notice that?
I didn't. But I'm going to need to watch this now.
Rewatch it again, and when she hugs him, you'll see one where she kind of leans in and, like, hugs him, and then they show their hand, and then they show the scene where their hands, they hold each other's hands, and then, bam, the camera goes back to her face. The bitch is grinning. Like, ha-ha, the bitch is dead, Liza's dead, you had to kill her, I'm the winner. Honey, nobody...
Well, I don't like this bitch now.
Honey, nobody saw it but us, but now they're going to rewatch it.
You know what I noticed in that beach scene? They showed Travis walking out to the water and then, like, dropping down on his knees. And then Madison goes over there. And then when the camera pans out, I'm like, how the fuck did they get down there?
There's, like, all rocks. I was like, holy shit, how'd they get down?
Hello, Strand has a secret passage elevator that goes from the top to the bottom. He's James Bond. I keep thinking he's James Bond.
But they showed Travis walking out, and then I'm like, how the fuck was he walking out? What was he walking out of?
Right. Hello, Strand's super invisible elevator.
No.
That's what I'm telling you. Now, Jesus, did you see the grin?
I did not.
And now you're going to go watch it. And I know you're gonna tweet back and be like, I saw it, and I love it. Because now,
I wish I was Travis.
Exactly. Now Jesus is going to be like, guys, I want y'all to start calling me Travis from now on. Don't call me Jesus.
Oh my god, how many names has he had though? Ralph, Jesse, Jesus, Travis.
Jesus is kind of like Strand. He's like, he's mysterious. You don't know what the deal is with Jesus. But when you trust me, when you watch it again, Jesus, seriously, watch it again. She grins. My wife was like, she's grinning. The bitch is grinning. I was like, fucking whore. Brianna, watch it too. Let me know.
Okay.
I think that's it for me. Did we go over everything?
I think so.
Yeah.
We played the clips. We talked the entire episode. I mean, this was a pretty dope season finale. I was very excited and happy, and I'm glad, girls, that you're finally on Team Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh my god!
It took six episodes.
We were never not on it. You know what? I actually looked up what other people were thinking of the season finale, and every single person that I saw was saying the same thing, that the first five episodes were a little too slow.
Right.
This one was perfect because it was like, it was a mixture. Like, the beginning was a little slow, and the end was a little slow.
But you had to get to know the characters.
Yeah, but did we really?
Yes, yeah.
We don't like half of them.
Doesn't matter if I don't like. I mean, I didn't like Andrea, and I hated her from the beginning to the end. So you liked every character in The Walking Dead?
No, not Merle.
Carol's husband. You liked him too?
No, he was a dick.
Exactly. See.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, but that's not half of the characters.
What I think is, when people compare Fear the Walking Dead to The Walking Dead, they're comparing it to, like, season 3 Walking Dead, and not like season 1 Walking Dead, which was also relatively slow.
It was, yeah.
So I think that's the issue there, is that people aren't thinking back to when Walking Dead first started. Because let's be real, guys. Seasons 1 and 2 were slower than seasons 3 and 4.
Oh, hell yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad, Branson, you finally admit that. Because before...
Here we go. So... See, I see something so profound, and now Mike's trying to...
I'm just saying, I'm glad that it took you six episodes, but you finally said something smart.
Oh, God. That was rude.
Oh, whatever.
I'm off Team Mike.
No, you're going to be on my team, Brancy. It's Kristen that can't be on my team. And Jesus has been banned.
I have my own team,
all right? I'm sorry, Travis. Travis has been banned.
Wait, can we talk about the webisodes?
Yes, because people that are tuning in, Kristen had put a Facebook post on our Facebook page, and it was about the web series for the zombie on the plane, and then we asked before the show started, we asked Kristen if she was going to bring it up, and she said what, and then we said the article that you tagged us on. Why would I do that? So it took about an hour to argue people, and we finally got Kristen to go online and find it and everything else because a new web series, right?
Yes.
So why didn't you explain to all of us? Because I haven't watched it yet. Have y'all watched it?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Okay. See?
Yes.
And I hear it's only like a minute and a half.
Yes.
It's like really short, but it's like a quick clip. And then what? We get another one? Go ahead, Kristen. Explain to us since you tagged us.
Well, it's going to be, I believe they said 16 episodes.
Holy crap.
Well, because they're short.
Right.
So it's, the first one is under 90 seconds. So I guess it's going to be 16 episodes that are each about the same length of time that are going to air between commercial breaks.
I think the ones that air on between The Walking Dead are 60 seconds.
Oh, really?
Because 90 seconds would mean the entire commercial break.
Brancy.
Yeah.
Don't they have the fucking article in front of them? They could read it.
I'm reading it. I don't see that.
Here we go.
Yeah, this one was 90 seconds because it's online at AMC.com.
Right.
But the ones that are going to air on TV are 60 seconds.
But wait, so are you saying that to see the entirety of the web series, you have to go online?
No, to see the first episode, you go online. The rest of them are going to be aired in the commercial breaks for The Walking Dead.
So are they not going to play the first one on Walking Dead then?
No.
Now no, what the hell?
It's already up.
See, y'all are all talking about that, and that's nice and dandy, but y'all don't see the real thing here that I see. Brancy, uh-huh. I'm gonna talk to you and Brianna.
Okay.
Did you notice that Christian was trying to be helpful and explain to us what was going on, and fucking Jesus, a.k.a. Travis, a.k.a. Madison, just butts in, cuts her off. That's a Madison move. Christian just got Madisoned by Jesus. Am I wrong? Did you see that? She just cut in?
Oh, my God.
Just cut her. Kristen, I apologize, but Jesus, you're taking...
It's all good. He's angry. It's okay.
Jesus, you're taking cosplay way too serious. Like, you're going to be... I know you're going to be Madison for Halloween and all that shit. Jeez, be nice.
Okay, here. So I looked up another article, okay, so I could fix what Jesus just ruined.
Thank you.
It says... Flight 462, which is the first episode, will debut on October 4th on AMC.com and will then air during two commercial breaks during The Walking Dead Season 6 premiere.
There we go. Thank you, okay. Kristen.
You're welcome.
Ooh.
And then it says, okay, whatever. He was right on this one. The rest of the episodes, which are each less than a minute long, will air every Sunday, both online and
right.
During the show.
So that if you don't watch the web series on the show, you can binge watch it all online.
Yes.
Because I think that's what I'm gonna do. Because Jesus Christ, if I gotta do like 90 seconds and then wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullpucky. I'm gonna wait. I'm just gonna be like, and how many? You said 23.
16.
16.
Yeah.
So that's 16 1.5 minutes.
Yes.
So okay, got it. All right. Well, thank you very much, Kristen and Madison, for that information. Are we done?
Yes.
So, yeah. And earlier, I said it, if you're just tuning in now, if you just came in the middle of it, because Jesus got on your nerves because of what he says, we all gave the show a 10, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
All a 10. We thought this was a great finale. We probably all agree that the finale was probably better than all the episodes combined. But it was still a good series. Do we know, Jesus, I mean, sorry, Madison, do we know when season 2 is going to come back?
No.
I'm assuming a year? Is that how it works?
I think so, yeah.
September, we'll probably do the same thing, right? It'll probably be September and then right into season 7 of The Walking Dead, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, because the next season is going to be a full season.
Oh, okay, cool. So we'll get all like, right. So we'll get
definitely. Oh, they also said in season 2, one of the characters from the webisodes is going to be on season 2.
Yes, I said that the last time we did the recap show that you weren't paying attention. Thanks a lot.
No, I'm just reminding people.
Do any of you, aren't we? Wait, who saw it?
What?
I think Kristen.
Webisode?
Kristen and Brianna, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to survive?
The boy.
Brancy.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
No, Brancy, I was going to tell you that once again, Madison just cuts in and spoils something that we haven't even seen yet.
God.
There's nothing to spoil.
So, Madison, why don't you just do a Skype call with Kristen and Brianna, your new girlfriends over there, and bully your way over there and tell them your conversation, because me and Brancy have no idea what you're talking about. And you just ruined it.
Pretty much.
I will say this is not a spoiler, but in 90 seconds of this first episode, you wouldn't think that they would be able to show a lot, but I think it set it up perfect in just 90 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling us something that
I'm intrigued.
No problem, Bob.
I'm excited.
Now go watch it.
Okay.
It's only 90 seconds. Watch it now.
We're busy.
I got stuff to do.
I got stuff to do, too. Okay, so I think we're done with the recap show. So I think we covered everything. To everybody that's been retweeting, sharing, all that good stuff, thank you very much. Of course, everybody, I'll tweet everybody and this one here. And then we'll just share them all, and we'll just keep sharing them for a whole year. That's what we'll do. I got to send a shout-out to Amy McCracken over at the VRO. They be posting up our shows over there, Variety Radio Online. Make sure you check out their blog, thevro.com. Everything is there that you need to know. Jesus, I know you do a little writing here and there, a little sketching, a little nude modeling. Jesus does that.
Spice life.
Yes. He's just, you know who medicine is. Medicine. So go ahead and let us know, Jesus, where they can find your drawings and all your other stuff on the internet.
Dysfunctional.com is my blog. Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional and Facebook Dysfunctional LA.
And what is your Suicide Girl account? So they can see your
Suicide Girl?
You have your pictures on there, your modeling pictures?
No.
Okay.
It's Madison.com.
Right. Brancy, how can they find you?
It's VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Sweet. Brianna?
It's VRO Brianna on Instagram, and Twitter is It's Not Brianna.
That girl is falling asleep. She got school tomorrow, too, don't she?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Kristen?
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Sweet. And you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter, iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, I cannot forget about audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And, of course, Variety Radio Online is on there as well. And they're on. You can find them at audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. And I know new shows are popping up. I know, Jesus, I don't know what you're doing, if you're not doing it with me. But I know, Brancy, you got Supernatural coming up soon.
Sure do. And also American Horror Story.
American Horror Story starts this week on FX. You're going to be recapping that with some other people as well.
Yup.
Sweet. And then Kristen, you do, How to Have a Baby in 90 Days and,
Negative.
Sorry. You're going to be doing, of course, The Vampire Diaries and,
The Originals.
Originals is coming back this week as well.
Yes.
So you'll be recapping that show. Anything else?
Not right now, no.
Oh, wow. Okay. Boring. All right, so... Well, I thought you were going to do... Oh, that's right. You said you were like, I don't want to do a Brancy because she talks so much on the American Horror Story, right?
That's a lie.
All right, so I think we're done, y'all. So it's kind of awkward, right, Jesus? Feel the tension?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Madison Part 2 and Eliza Part 2 right here. All right, people. So we're done. We'll be back next year to talk more of Fear of the Walking Dead. Don't forget this Sunday, The Walking Dead is going to be starting on Sunday, of course. This Sunday's the premiere. And right now, people, my wife won't let me do it because she says I do it all the time and it gets on her freaking nerves. The marathon that's on right now on AMC, they're doing all the episodes. I'm going to sneak it on my TV soon. But you can watch the marathon and then going into Sunday's premiere, which is going to be really cool. And then after that Sunday premiere, we're all getting together to talk The Walking Dead, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. It'll be me, Jesus, Brancy, Kristen. Is Brianna going to be there?
Yeah.
Sweet. So Brianna is going to be on there as well. So all of us are going to be recapping. So we'll be back next week, kind of, to talk about The Walking Dead, which we're so excited. So, all right, everybody, thank you again, everybody that's listening. Please leave your comments wherever you're listening to the show. Please leave your comments. Like it if you're on Audio Boom. Thanks again for the retweets, the shares, the favorites, all that good stuff. Everybody, have a great week. Everybody, say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This season on Fear the Walking Dead.
People are getting sick and they get violent. We just need somewhere to write it down, please.
No satellites, no internet, no cell phone.
The electrical grid will collapse. The communications will fail. It's all gonna go to hell.
We are on the offensive. You guys are the lucky ones.
They're stockpiling for the big push to take the city back.
Someone's out there. Someone who needs our help.
We don't know that.
We're gonna get your medicine.
Desperate times. Take it easy, man. He's a kid. It's not a man to kid.
Men do these things not because of evil. They do evil because of fear.
For more Fear the Walking Dead, go to AMC.com.